Welcome back once again. Of course, Farm Credit is where I'm at now here at Farm Progress. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Matthew Hardeke joins us now. He's a regional manager with Farm Credit Illinois. And this is always a great opportunity. I think of any of those young farmers, young ranchers, somebody who wants to get into agriculture, maybe somebody who's in already and wants to look at some financing opportunities as they look towards the end of this year into 2026, the first stop they should make is a Farm Credit office.
Yeah, Susan, well, first of all, appreciate the opportunity to talk about a subject that's dear and near to my heart. So if you look at the 2026 crop, which sounds like a long ways away, but it'll be here before we know it. Right now is the time when producers, whether young or more tenured producers, really need to start looking at that capital need for 2026. Waiting till February or March of the new year is just too late to really get set up for what you need. We encourage our members to start early having a proactive plan might allow them to get some cash discounts on some inputs, but really sets them up for success and really allows us to tailor our products and our services that we offer for their new season well ahead of when they actually need it.
So let's talk about the process for somebody who's new, kind of green behind the ears and needs that assistance. What are some things, first of all, they need to think about before they even pick up that phone to schedule an appointment?
Yeah, so the first thing I would encourage them is to really look at the county where they're farming, where their headquartered is. That way they can choose the local loan officer. One of the neat things about Farm Credit is we have experts all throughout the 60 counties of Farm Credit Illinois that we cover. And that really allows our local experts to know the local market. So the first step I would do is go to farmcreditillinois.com and find that local loan officer, shoot them an email, their phone number's on there, you can text. But the first step is really to get a hold of somebody, our local loan officers, that can really walk them through that next step. Beyond that, it's just starting to get your financial picture together, your historical records, your projected cash flows that you want to do. Our local loan officers have great resources to help with that as well. If you're new to it or need to step up your game a little bit, we're happy to help advise on that.
I love it because it's a scary process for anybody, no matter the age. But you guys literally walk through step by step and make it so easy and flawless.
Yeah, and what's great about, especially if you're a young producer, we have a program called our Fresh Roots Program. It's really designed for young beginning farmers, and it allows, we have training courses, we have courses that they can attend. We actually have benefits, financial benefits, if they attend classes that teach them about a balance sheet, teach them about a cash flow, things that not just Farm Credit, but any lender are going to look at to help their operation grow. So, yeah, we don't just sit behind a desk and crunch numbers. We try to get out on the farm, really help that producer elevate their financial game and the reporting. So it sets them up for the best part of success.
So is Fresh Roots just an Illinois thing, or is this a Farm Credit thing across all gamuts?
Yeah, so the Fresh Roots program is a Farm Credit Illinois, but all the associations in the Farm Credit system, over 50 Farm Credits, have a mandate to help the next generation not only engage in farming, but grow their operation and support them. So yeah, all of our neighboring Farm Credits would have a very similar program. Might be titled a little different, but it's, you know, a program like we have.
So during Farm Progress, what are some of the unique thoughts or comments you've received from folks as they've stopped in the booth to talk to you guys?
I mean, the big topic right now is yield. You know, what's our corn yield look like? You know, it's interesting to see what the USDA came out with and then actually talk to producers around the Progress show. You know, around here, East Central Illinois, you know, most producers are looking at an average, maybe above average crop. But time is going to tell what that actually is. You know, most producers we work with here in East Central Illinois, I think we're going to be a little shy of last year's bumper crop, but still a good crop.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Matthew Hardeke, joining us with Farm Credit Illinois here at Farm Progress. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.